It's Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. What do you think of when you think of MPS?
For many people, what comes to mind first are statistics, reading and math scores and graduation rates, all of which are very low and don't offer the most glowing view of the state's largest public school district.
But for others, MPS is about more than just its report card. Despite low numbers, many Milwaukeeans say they see change coming in MPS, and the figure who many say best represents that change is District Superintendent Darian Driver.
Dr. Driver recently entered her fourth year at the helm of MPS. She is the youngest person ever to head the district and the only woman to do so on a permanent basis.
Milwaukee Magazine contributor Georgia Papps spent some time with Driver for this month's issue. She wanted to take a closer look at the personality of a leader many often only hear in sound bites and news clips.
Papps offered a look inside her reporter's notebook to Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.
This was a really fun profile for me to read because as somebody who covers MPS from a policy perspective a lot of times, this is a very different angle to come at it from. And Darian Driver, as the relatively new and pretty vibrant superintendent, is a really interesting player in all of this. And I guess I'll just start by having you give me a sense of how you went into this profile, what you expected to maybe get out of it.
There's been a lot of interviews with her, but I don't believe there's ever really been a profile of her, a personality profile of her. And at first, there was a little bit of reluctance. I think she's a person who likes to focus on the job. So this was an attempt to look at Darian Driver, the person. Obviously, she makes news all the time because of MPS, which is the largest school system in the area, which has enormous challenges in terms of the population of students it serves, in terms of the politics. I went into it. I mean, I'd read about her, and obviously she's an intriguing personality. The first woman to lead the district on a permanent basis. There's a woman, Barbara Horton, led the district for a short time. But she's the first full-time African-American woman to lead the district. And so she's young. She's 39 years young for being a superintendent. And so I was interested in hearing her story.
You and I were talking before we turned the mics on about the longevity of people who are in positions like this, specifically in large urban districts. Can you talk a little bit about how, as a young Black woman, she's situated a little bit differently in the role that she's in as superintendent of MPS?
Well, I think that she has a big personality. Traditionally, MPS has been led by administrators who were men, who were older, who had a lot of experience either here or someplace else. This is her first superintendency, even though she's got a PhD and she's worked in other school districts before, including teaching in the Detroit school system. And I was talking with a director of the American Association of School Administrators who said that there is this new generation of school superintendents coming up, and I think she fits into that mold, who are younger, who are tech savvy, who understand social media, and who come from a more diverse background and who are closer both in age and in environment to the students that they're in charge of. And so I think that is exactly where she fits in. He also talked a lot about the need for superintendents to reach out to the community, that they have to be out there almost as though they were candidates, talking to people, drumming up support for the system. And that is one of her strong suits. And I think that's why she has emerged as a kind of personality.
She seems to almost be a bit of a celebrity in Milwaukee, more so than you would expect a superintendent to be. It's sort of a technical job. She's got a lot of politics and policy to deal with.
She's in the community a lot. She goes to all kinds of meetings, all kinds of gatherings. Her schedule just starts in the early morning and lands up late at night. She just goes everywhere. She said she believes that everyone has to be involved in helping the MPS to succeed. And as part of that, that's her mission is outreach. And I think she's done that very well. As opposed to, I think, other superintendents who obviously go out and talk to people. But this is one of her primary focuses, it seems. And I think it's working because I think almost everyone I talk to is very high on her. They like her a lot.
Specifically, too, people who historically have not always had the greatest relationship with people in a superintendent's position. The teachers' union, the school board, in the history of MPS specifically, it's kind of been a contentious situation among board members and superintendents on occasions. Even I'm thinking of last year when the Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program was potentially a reality that MPS might have to face, and you talk about this in your article, even the authors of that law, who a lot of people in Milwaukee saw as kind of imposing on MPS, had great things to say about Dr. Driver.
She's very enthusiastic. She's very open. She greets you. She's a hugger. She's, you know, her favorite saying is, you know, this has got to be all hands on deck. And she conveys that to the community. And she brings, I think, a sense of urgency to the mission. And this is very inviting to people. They want to help her. Someone told me, as opposed to previous superintendents who acted as though, you know, we're the professionals, we know what we have to do, she is not that way. She looks at it as, and some of the board members also feel that she invites people to come in to help, and agencies and organizations. I think some people hadn't been asked before or hadn't felt that they were really part of it. And it has had this reputation of, oh, dear, you know, poor MPS, it's so struggling. And yes, that's true. But the thing is to change that mentality and to say, yes, we have struggles, as she does. But what are we going to do about it? And she's looking for partners. She's looking for companies that can come in and partner with her, offer internships to students, just come in and see what can be done.
Like you said, MPS sort of has this reputation, but it almost feels to me like the culture of MPS right now, it feels like she's at the helm of it in a way. Do you get that sense when you talk to people about her and when you talk to people about the district? Does she come up in the conversations about that more often than maybe some of her predecessors had? And why do you think that is?
I think she's trying to change the culture. And I think she's trying to make it a culture that is more inclusive in terms of the community, in terms of reaching out to politicians and business and community groups. And there's not any group that she won't engage with. And everybody likes her a lot. So the criticism, as it has been for a long time, is it's not her, it's the board. That as long as a superintendent reports to the board and as long as the board has a final answer, that things will not change. That's kind of the overarching criticism, I think, right now of MPS. And we'll see. Okay. She's got a lot of initiatives out there. There's just so many factors in terms of why can't MPS do better? And it's like, well, let me count the ways.
The theme of time runs through your profile. You talk about how Dr. Driver's schedule is so busy. She goes from morning till night. She mentions she doesn't feel like she has enough time sometimes to get the things done that she wants to do. And then there's the question of her tenure and how long she'll be here. What sense did you get from her or from the people around her about whether or not she'll stick around?
Well, that's the question that everybody's always asking. And she says, I'm here. This is my home. I'm not going anywhere. And that's what I think you would expect her to say.
Right.
We don't know. I mean, she's now the chair of the Council of Big City Schools because she went to Harvard. She's now on the Harvard Board of Overseers.
Yeah.
She's got a very high profile, and she's got a very bright future somewhere. Will it be here? I guess we'll just have to see.
Well, as somebody who's interacted with her and never knew any of this, I really enjoyed reading your profile, and people can learn more about your article, which appears in the September issue of Milwaukee Magazine.
Thank you very much.
Georgia Pabst is a freelance writer, and her profile of MPS Superintendent Darian Driver appears in the Milwaukee Magazine September issue. She spoke with WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello.